Sounds was recorded on May 28, 1957, Sitter Rose, Crete, Medium Leslie, Flint.
Communicator, Dr. Charles Marshall. This tape recording is personal to Mrs. Crete, but Dr. Marshall gives a very wonderful explanation of the function of the soul within the group soul structure, and therefore the tape is very, very interesting to other members of the group soul.
Paola. I expect you're finding it a little difficult to speak. Try again, friend, will you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Marshall here.
Oh, doctor.
Sorry for the delay. Well, not exactly a delay in a sense, because we've all been present, but several new friends wanted to try and make the attempt to speak, but I'm afraid
yes.
They can't manage it. So I thought I'd better pop in and have a chat with you.
All right, doctor.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, sometimes we find great difficulty in knowing. In fact, we're never quite sure always if you do hear properly. Sometimes when we think we're shouting, we're probably only whispering. It's very difficult for us to judge the effect. We don't really know.
No.
To a certain extent, it's very difficult to be certain as to whether we're being heard or not. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you quite well.
Good.
Someone came, you know, I don't know who.
Oh, yes, that was someone who was never spoken before. We called him Francis. It's not really his name. His name's Francesca.
Oh, yes?
But he is one of a little group who come here from time to time. Someone you've never met before, but would like very much to speak to him. He's an Italian. He's an artist.
Oh,
he was an artist. It's to me, it's that matter.
Yes.
He just hasn't learned the method or the way of speaking. No doubt he'll manage.
Oh, I hope so.
Well, my dear, how'd you like being one of a group?
One of a group?
Yes. One of a very, very large group, aren't you? You're quite a unit in the whole, as it were. An important one, if you ask me.
Is he one of the group?
Yes, Francesca.
Oh, dear God.
For that matter, so are so many others. One day I expect you'll learn to know them all, number several hundreds.
Oh, dear. Oh, doctor, dear, do it like a bit. They seem to be all artists of some kind, don't they?
Yeah, the point is that this group soul business must be very confusing, because every individual, I suppose, particularly those on Earth, rather flatter themselves that they are something complete in themselves. Partly one of the reasons why I think the majority of people live to themselves to a certain extent, and they're inclined to be self-centered and selfish, not always realizing it. They just think that they are a person, which they are to a point, and that their physical body, which is their outward expression, it is themselves. The whole point is people just don't realize that the spirit cannot be confined in one body. It cannot be confined in one age or one century. The spirit is something which is so tremendous and can express itself in more than one body at the same time.
Yes. Well, when you talk about spirit, that is so. But why we are alive here, for instance, and not asleep, and when we are moving about and so on, can the spirit be out of the body?
Yes.
Still?
Oh, yes. And what is very amazing, perhaps to your ears, is the fact that the spirit, shall we say, of what you call Rose Crete, is not only manifesting in one physical body, but is presumably and possibly manifesting elsewhere, possibly over here in another phase of your existence. You see, the point is you name your body Rose Crete, but you can't name your spirit Rose Crete. That part of you which is the spirit, which is part of the complete, which is part of the whole, that in itself may be manifesting in various bodies at the same time. This may all be terribly confusing to you, but the point is that this part of you expressing yourself as Rose Crete, this is something which I think is very vital and important as far as you or anyone's concerned, particularly to you yourself. You are living in a body called Rose Crete, and you are very inclined to be despondent and very inclined at times to be irritated with yourself because if you feel that you haven't accomplished anything, particularly in music. But don't you realize that the greater part of yourself is manifesting elsewhere and doing all the very self-same things, the important things that you are not able to do in this present incarnation in flesh? Do you realize that you can't confine your real self to that body? Don't you realize why you're so irritated and aggravated with yourself and your body? Because you can't manifest properly through it. But there's that greater part of yourself is manifesting elsewhere over here and accomplishing great things.
Uh-huh.
And that's all the more reason why that other part of you that's linked up with the part of you that is still here in spirit is so aggravated, because you realize the confines of the physical body, you realize the irritations and the disappointments of it. But you, your real self, the greater part of yourself, which is not now manifested on earth, is manifesting over here and accomplishing great things. What do you think Chopin means when he comes and says to you that you're doing remarkably well and we're very pleased with you and you're accomplishing a great deal? He tells you things about in your sleep state, which to some extent is perfectly true, because when you are released, that part of you is released in your physical body, it goes into the completeness of yourself over here and manifests in a more perfected state of being. Of course you're accomplishing all the things you want to accomplish, just because you're not doing so on the earthly point of view in that confined space called body, it doesn't mean to say you're not achieving great things over here. Of course you're part of Chopin, and Chopin's part of you, and you are manifesting in a small sense over on the earth, and you have that inkling within yourself and realization, and you have that sort of desire to finish with the earth. Of course you want to be complete. You will be complete eventually, but you've got to fulfill destiny, you've got to fulfill this earthly existence for the rest of your earthly time. When you leave it behind, then you're no longer confined to the body. You are complete. You'll be much more happy, much more content without any confines of a physical body. You'll be manifesting in the oneness of completeness, and you'll find that perfection and joy which your heart dwells and desires and seeks. So the physical aspect of your existence is only that confined part of you that's been so irritated and upset because of its limitations. Only you realize you're manifesting over here all the time. You're not confined. Why are you so interested in this subject? Why are you struggling to find out? Why do you keep on saying, tell me, tell me, tell me? I know it's only the confine of the body. It's only the disappointment that you find in a physical sense, and you want to be free of it. All the time you're struggling to be free of that body, to get back here, to be on the plane of vibration which we who come to you are. We are all working, but you have to fulfill a destiny. That little bit of your body that's still manifesting, that part of you that's working through it, is struggling towards its goal.
Oh.
I don't know how to put this.
Is that why I feel like an automaton very often?
Of course you do. Your body's only a machine, and you are expressing to some extent some part of yourself through that machine, trying to desperately. Sometimes it's as if you could burst the chains that bind you, and yet you cannot. You have to fulfill the destiny that has placed you in that physical instrument, that body of yours. But all the time you're struggling to get free of it, to be here, to be perfect, to be whole. At the moment you're not whole, you realize that you're only a part. You're only Rose Crete at the moment. When you release yourself from that body, as you will eventually, then you'll become the perfect soul.
Oh, thank you, Doctor, dear.
Well, it's very difficult for us to tell you these things and know how to put it in words. But don't think that you, now I'm not referring to Rose Crete, I'm referring to you, which is the spirit, the essence. It's only the you that's confined in part. The greater part of you is here, unconfined, unrestricted. When that part of you which you call Rose Crete is no longer confined, then you'll be the perfect whole which you desire.
Oh, And that's why you say the fluidic then in that case. Part of me is here and some part of me over there.
Yes, of course.
Extraordinary.
Extraordinary. It's only because man will, in his own narrow conception of things, confine himself to one body at one time. Spirit doesn't know really in the sense of confining of space or body. The inner part of you over the last 20, 30, 40 years has begun to realize the immensity of soul and has begun to search and to seek and to strive to become outside the body, to realizing the confines of it. You're striving so hard to find the reality. Greater part of your reality is outside your body. That little bit that's left still confined and struggling as Rose Creed is gradually assimilating knowledge and experience. That when it is free of the body, it will link up with the whole and you'll be a perfected being. When I say perfected, I don't mean by that you know all.
No.
But at the same time, you will become a more perfected being and entering into a harmonious condition where you are more complete within yourself, with greater knowledge and wisdom, and working in harmony with the group soul of which you are part of and which you belong to. Then you will begin to unfold and expand and grow, and you'll be perfected gradually in such a way that your imagination couldn't possibly conceive of. You don't want to worry until this present existence of yours, which is a temporary thing, nevertheless restricting, is why you're always feeling so irritated with yourself, because of the restrictions of that body and that space and time in which you exist. But it's only a phase, only a passing thing. You are part of a tremendous organization of spirit. You are part of an enormous group. Not only you, but Flint the medium. He isn't just what he seems to think he is on the surface. Why is he restless? Why is he exactly like you? Don't you realize that you two are so alike, it's almost in a sense unbelievable? He is as dissatisfied as you're dissatisfied with life. He perhaps on the surface doesn't appear to have the desires and the things that you have to strive for. Perhaps he in a sense seems to be an automaton, even as you are in a sense an automaton. You're always saying you're nothing but an automaton, so is he. But don't you see, you're both vehicles of expression of the spirit. You are both aware and conscious of the greater self that lies without the physical body, in other words, in outer space. You are both striving for something which the earth can't give you, and yet at the same time you have to exist in the earthly world for a work. You say to me, what is your work? You can't play the piano, you're not the musician you want to be. You can't do anything of a psychic nature, and yet I say to you that you're as much psychic as many a person who considers himself psychic. You receive such intuition, as you call it, such inner feeling and emotional reaction to circumstances and people, greater than perhaps even your conception. The point is, you receive a great deal of your own self. Then again, in your sleep, you travel here, so does Flint. He half the time is here with us. And not only, I don't only mean when he's sitting, giving seances and helping people. That's a great work, and that's the reason why he had to come to the earth to fulfill that work. That's his part of his destiny. But when he is released from the body, he'll become a more complete person. When he links up with the other selves, which are over here, don't you see you're not just one person, you're many peoples. But the majority of the peoples of which you are part of are all here. Whether you called yourself this or that in one generation or another generation is neither here nor there. You had earthly bodies which served you for a purpose. Those earthly bodies have long since been buried and are in dust. That you yourself exist in temperament and in character and personality over here. And when you are all linked together in one organism and become one great soul, then you become more perfected. Don't you see all these things are for a purpose? You are part of a tremendous plan, part of a tremendous group, so.
How is it that the medium and I are so very alike, and what is the reason of that?
Because you've gone through many phases of existence together, in many climes at different times, and have met many peoples, all familiar one to the other. You are part of one great group that had its beginning at the same period.
And these people that come through occasionally, I suppose they all belong to a group, do they?
They all belong to the same group.
They do?
Yes, and that's what I intend to try and convey to you, and what other souls here are intending to convey to you, and will convey to you bit by bit as the time goes on. But there are certain things that we can only tell you when the time is right.
I see. Now, Oscar Wilde, does he belong to the group too?
He certainly does.
Does he? Oh, how lovely.
There's Chopin, Oscar Wilde.
Yes.
and Valentino, Mickey as you call him.
Mickey?
Of course.
Oh? Yes, please go on, Doctor, dear.
Your brother.
Yes. What about money? Does she come in at all?
Your mother, too. But then again, you see, it's difficult to explain. Once one can eradicate the idea from one's mind that the physical body is merely a habitation for a period of existence in which the spirit flows, if you can realize the spirit is flowing through many bodies at different times, you may call each body, if you like, by a different name that has had particular experiences peculiar to itself in its particular age or time, but it's the same spirit. And when all these entities or all these forces unite, then you become a perfected soul, and then you become part of a perfected group. And then when you reach a perfected stage of being, in a certain condition of development of soul and awareness, then you move far beyond earthly time and existence. In other words, then you have progressed into the spheres of enlightenment and truth, and you have no need to return or touch earth again.
But when you say, now we, each of us belong to a group, and we are part of a group, and we become one eventually, but surely we, each one is a separate individual.
Yes, each one is a separate individual. What I'm trying to explain to you is that you are all part of a group, soul. This is something which cannot be explained in words. In a sense, it's something which is practically outside of time and space, and there are no words or explanations for it. But if you can realize that all the different existences you've had have been separate conditions of life, but all linked together in one complete whole, which constitute the perfection or the development towards perfection of the soul, and that particular soul of which you are, and which you have become through aeons of time and many experiences in many bodies, that one soul is grouped up with other souls, though you're separate individuals or separate units of one complete plan or one complete thing, you are not complete until you are all united in one whole and you live as one. That is what is called perfection or perfect brotherhood or perfect union, unison of soul.
I see.
I don't know how to explain.
Yes, you're putting it very well.
If one can accept the fact, now look, if you can look upon yourself as a note on the piano.
Yes.
On your own, though you may strike a beautiful tone, you are useless without the other notes on the piano to create a beautiful theme or harmony.
Yes, that's right.
And so it is. There may be many notes on different scales, different vibrations of development, but when they are together, you can create beautiful harmonic sound. If you can visualize each note as a soul, and that each soul is on a different plane, if you like, of development, but nevertheless, when they are put together in harmonic vibration, you have a complete unity, you have a perfection of tone and harmony. It gives you some very, very vague idea of what I'm striving
to
say.
Yes, I think I understand you.
I only know how to try to explain it in a visible sense, because in a sense, we are vibration, all souls are vibration, and if you could but listen to the tune which is played, or the music, or harmonic sound which derives or is derived from a soul, you'd understand how we live to a certain extent, or even a great extent, by musical vibration. That's why music is so vital and important to you, and much more important and vital to us. People like Chopin, who have created such tremendous beauty and harmony and sound, they are such highly developed enlightened souls that I cannot begin to describe in words what that means. But you are part of that group. And it is this intensity of desire and longing within your soul for beauty and vibration and music and harmony that is in itself, you might say, a proof of the fact that you have developed over many periods of time and that you are dissatisfied with your present circumstances and conditions. Because you know that you are part of a great group soul here that is full of harmony and beauty and love. Over here there is such glorious beauty and harmony and love and perfection and state of being that obviously you are jarred and irritated by the physical body and the physical conditions in which you live, but you have yet to fulfill in that body of yours some part of your soul development that is essential to your welfare and your perfection of harmony and love and instrumentality of service over here. You are going through a phase, and when that phase is finished, you'll link up and join and be perfected with those who are so part of you. That is why Chopin and others come to you, because they have to illuminate you and open up, as it were, the path for you, so that you can walk eventually out of that body, freed forever from material and earthly things, with a perfected wisdom and knowledge, knowing that you are finished forever with all the things that are gross, all the things that are of the earth, no longer can have any effect or appeal for you and to you. You shall be free to join in harmonic vibration of joy and love, in sympathetic condition of environment and harmony, peace and tranquility over here. All these things will explain to you bit by bit, but you must be patient, Rose.
Yes, oh, but you've done. Oh, thank you, Doctor.
I must go, dear.
Oh, thank you so much.
Great things are yet to be delivered to you. Great things, great things. I assure you, in a very short time, great illuminations that you should never believe will be given to you. God bless you, dear. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. See you soon, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I knew I was part of your condition, huh?
You knew, and you never told us.
Well, the times I've been told bide by time.
You've been told bide your
time? Yes, until such time as people were ready. Not only you, but Flinty and Bramwell and Willie Willis and everybody.
Willie Willis?
Oh, yes.
What's
he got
to do with it?
Don't you understand, Rosie, that you're put into the world not only for your own self-development, but of others too?
Oh, yes, that I know.
And he needs help too. And you have helped him, you and Leslie and Bramwell's helped him in a strange, psychological, strange way. He's a better person now than he was 2 or 3 years ago.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yes, that's true. Oh, I wish you weren't going.
Well, it's almost tomorrow. Bye-bye.
I'm not coming tomorrow. Oh. I'm very curious about Mickey now.
Are you?
Yes.
You did very well there, didn't you?
Very well.
I can't understand this group soul business, you know. It's all very intriguing, but I don't really understand it. I try to understand it. I can quite conceive of the fact that I am no more Leslie Flint than I might have been, say, centuries ago, somebody else. You know what I mean? That one's body, one's name, is just what you give yourself. But the development of one's personality and character over a certain period is only part of a completeness. I can understand what
I don't quite understand is how one's spirit can...